Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames.
In January, A Climate to Thrive invited the community to join us in reading a book entitled Active Hope: How to Face the Mess We're In with Unexpected Resilience and Creative Power. This book was written by eco-philosopher and Buddhist scholar Joanna Macy and psychologist Chris Johnstone in 2012 and revised in 2022. A Climate to Thrive has facilitated a group of seven locals meeting weekly to discuss the book at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. Two members met with me to reflect on what they are gaining from the experience of reading this text with people they have never met.
My name is Tony St. Denis. I'm 67 years old.
My name is Maya Eng. I am 27 years old.
Both Tony and Maya were inspired by their most valued family and community connections to join this book group.
I'm part of the Soulsville Union Meeting House Church in Soulsville, and that's a big driver for me because we really are ecology and earth-centered.
I am a mother, which is a big part of what brought me to this conversation. Since becoming a parent, I've been more aware of the importance of keeping the earth healthy and building community and making the world into a place that I feel okay leaving my child in. I was excited to see this group emerge because it's a good time to be connecting with people in the community that I haven't connected with before and feeling like we have shared values.
I asked Maya and Tony what initially compelled them to focus on climate change. Both trace their passion back to their sense of awe for the natural world as children.
I definitely remember taking it upon myself to protect the natural world. I remember never wanting to break a plant in order to build my fairy house. So I just think that was a part of the way I was raised.
One of my first memories is being a little kid playing in a sandbox and collecting worms. And I remember the kid next door came over and she wanted us to take the worms to go fishing. I remember being very upset. It strikes me that we are all born with some sort of a connection to life and the reverence of life.
Active Hope seeks to strengthen readers by awakening the resources they already have within themselves to commit to engaging in what the authors refer to as the Great Turning. The Great Turning is characterized as a movement toward a just, equitable, and sustainable future, with a particular focus on achieving equilibrium in the natural world.
One of the themes in the book that really struck me is the spiral about going from a place of pain, grieving, up to taking action and being involved, and then being grateful. You don't have to stay in one place. You just move around rather than getting stuck. I think people get stuck. And this was a really great image for me to see how you could go in a circle and just, when you're in pain, you can move up to taking some action and then be grateful for the miracle of life.
That's Tony describing the spiral depicted in the book that encourages readers to dive into their emotional responses to injustice, such as climate change. Maya also depicts an exercise that has helped her shift from an anxious response to one that is grounded by a sense of purpose.
If there's a breathing exercise in the book where you breathe all the pain and grief, really appreciating the situation that we're in and letting it completely move through your body and back into the earth, knowing that the earth can hold that. That has stuck with me because similarly to what Tony said, I feel like I get stuck in negative emotions and cynicism, and being able to move through that allows me to move towards more action and more positive thinking.
Through reading Active Hope, Maya and Tony agree that they have gained a new understanding about themselves and about the world around them.
One of the pieces that I've brought into my life that's been really constructive is just feeling more openness. The idea that hope doesn't have to be dependent upon a likely positive outcome really strikes me, because I think that it's important to be very discerning and not naive about problems, particularly in the situation we're in as a planet. Sometimes I turn that critical thinking and that discernment into cynicism. I've been trying to feel more open. I can be aware of the terrible situations that we're in without giving up and without being jaded. And I've also just found myself trying to be more open to people in the community.
In our next segment, we will continue the conversation, focusing on how reading and discussing a book with strangers can shape community and shed light on the quiet contributions many of us are already making as part of the Great Turning.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.